Okay, let's start our discussion of Borer Part 2. Borer Part 2, as we discussed last time, we're going to split up this section into Borer into four parts. We did the first two last time. We spoke about general rules and regulations of Borer. Only when there's a mixture requires at least two types. It applies even by non-food items, by non-ochlin. Whatever you want is called the ochel, whatever you don't want is called the psoles. And we also discussed the mutter way to be Borer, ochel, yad, and ma'alter, the three conditions that one needs, and we need every condition, all of them. Not just one. One has to do, take the good from the bad, and for immediate consumption, and not use a separating instrument. And we spoke, went into detail, relating to each of those categories. So now, just to finish up, the next part is part three, before we get to part four, which is all the Lamaisa applications. Part three is avoiding Maleches Borer. As we said, almost every situation, one can do what they want. They just have to know how to do it. This is unlike most other Malachas. Most other Malachas, if I want to do the Malach, I can't do it on Shabbos. I can't clean my shirt on Shabbos if I got a stain on it. There's just nothing I could do. I can't plow on Shabbos. I can't cook on Shabbos. Most Malachas, there's nothing to do. But by Borer, it's one of the few Malachas where most of the time, not all, but most of the time, whatever you want to do, you can figure out a way to do it. You just have to know how, what the halacha demands, and how to do it in that regard. So, we spoke about how to be borer in the proper way, but sometimes that's impossible, to take the good from the bad. What if I can't take the good from the bad? What if I'm not doing it for immediate consumption? What if it's Friday night? I want to set my Shabbos, I want to set the table for tomorrow morning, but I want to separate my silverware. So what if sometimes there are situations that you cannot fulfill the three conditions. So there is another way to get around it, and that is what we call avoiding Maleches Borer. If we undo the Borer situation, or at least avoid the issue of separating, that also is something that could come in handy in certain situations. So let's start with, in the packet, avoiding Maleches Borer, which is the second packet. If you look at source, it starts with source number 30. Source number 29 and 30. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbos Daf Ayin Daled, which is the Amud in Shas, all about Borer. The Gemara there says, Ki Asa Rav Dimi Amar, when Rav Dimi came, Rav Dimi said, Source 29, Shabsa de Rabibi Havai, it was the week of Rav Bibi, he was giving shir. Viklo Rav Ami Rav Asi, and Rav Ami Rav Asi were visiting, Shoda Kaimayu Kalkala de Peri. They threw in front of him a basket of fruit. I mean, they were visiting, and the host threw a bunch of fruit, which scattered in front of them. Veloya dana, it says Rav Dimi, I'm not sure why he did that. Why did he throw the fruit to them and have it scatter? Imi shum de savar, ochel mitoch psolas asur. Was it because that he doesn't even allow to take the good from the bad? Not even ochel mitoch psolas? Or imi shum ayin yafeh hu de mechavin. Or he was just giving them plentiful. Yeah, take as much as you want. He was throwing them. What was the first option that he said? Maybe he thought ochel mitoch psolas is also asur. If that's true, so what did he do? What did he do in this case? He threw the fruit so that the fruit separated by themselves. What the poskim call, this Gemara lays down the law, unmixing the mixture is a way of avoiding Maleches Borer, and then you're home free also. Remember, Borer is only when there is a mixture. But if I unmix the mixture, then I will be able to do what I want. So says Rav Moshe, based on this Gemara, in the next source, Chelek Dalet Semen Ayin Dalet, let's say I have a bunch of spoons and forks and knives all mixed together. I want to set the table. So what do? If I take one out and put it down, that's being borer. But if it's for later on, it's a problem. So what do? Says Rav Moshe, throw the silverware onto the table. It separates by itself. It becomes unmixed. I see each piece of silverware, each fork, each spoon separately. Mamela, I have undone the borer situation. I have not separated in a mutter way. I didn't use the three ochel yava alter, but I have undone the borer situation. That is one way of avoiding Maleches Borer. Unmixing the mixture, number one. Number two, another way to avoid Maleches Borer is what's known as, again, these are all known, but we're just trying to catalog all of them. Number two is taking some good off with the bad. That's another way to remove it. Let's say I have an apple, and part of it is really gross. So I want to remove it. So I can't use the three conditions then, because I want to remove the bad part. There's a banana that's all mushy in one area. It's brown. I want to remove that. So what do I do? Or there's a fly in my soup. There's a hair that fell into my soup. I want to remove it. You can't use the three conditions. Oh yeah, I'll leave it in the bowl and just leave it over. No, nobody wants to do that. No, you want to remove it now. And if, you know, many people won't even eat the soup then, but assuming that most people would. So what do you do in that situation? So that's what the post can discuss. The Taz already discusses this in Source 32, in Shin Yutes Sif Yud Gimel. The Taz says, Kishen noflim zvuvim lakos, shelo yotzia zvuvim levadam enakos. When bugs fall into the cup of wine, not to remove the bugs by themselves. Dahavili kabor psoles. That's a problem, because then I'm taking the bad from the good. So what do I do? Ela yikach min amashke ksas imahem. What one is allowed to do is to remove a little bit of liquid along with them. How does that help? How does removing some bad... You're still separating. You're still separating the bad from the good. So what if you take a little bit of good? Right? Why should that help? And we'll have more examples of this of Hashem in a couple of minutes. But why should that help? Just because I took a little good along with the bad, I don't just take the fly out. I don't just take the hair out. I take some soup along with it. Why does that help? Explains the Chazon Ish in Simen Nun Gimel that when I see the hair in the soup, is that mixed into the entire bowl of soup? Says the Chazon Ish, no. The hair is only mixed into the soup that's very close to it. That's the only mixture. There's no, if the soup is on the right side of my bowl, the hair is not mixed into the left side of my bowl. That soup doesn't have hair in it. Only the soup on the right side of my bowl has hair in it. So says the Chazon Ish, when I take out some good with the bad, you know what I've done? In essence, I've removed the entire mixture. I didn't separate bad from good or good from bad. I removed the mixture. And now I have no more mixture in front of me. Says the Chazon Ish, that's what happened here. If you look on the left side, in Source 34, Va'amnam yish makom lomar, shahayayin shemitapeach al guf hazvuv, the wine that is on the body of the bug, shem ta'arovis alei, that's a mixture. Hilkach svir alei lataz, that's what the Taz says. Shem yikach hazvuv atzmo, al karcha chashiv borer, lahayayin shayitofeach al guf. If you just take the hair, you've separated from the wine that's right there. Ubein snapirov. Hilkach yikach sasmashka. So take some liquid out. Va'amashka hanisha. So I took out the whole mixture. So what's left in my cup? Just wine, just soup. There's no more mixture. And that's why, again, I avoided meleches borer, just by removing the mixture. Or the Mishnah Berurah has another example of this in the next source. Let's say somebody is serving soup, and I want to serve my chicken soup, but some of the fat rose to the top. So, what do I do? How do I serve it? So just removing the fat itself would be a problem. That's removing the bad from the good. But if I go deeper and remove a layer of soup that's under the fat also, so my meal is okay. Because again, I'm removing the entire mixture, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Nunhei. Right there you have it. Unless you take some off with it as well. We spoke about spoiled parts of the fruit and some of the melon. Vichulu. Good. Number two. That was number two. So again, avoiding meleches borer. In other words, our discussion now is, how do I act in the situation that I'm in if I can't fulfill the three conditions? Ochel yadam la'alter. So number one, unmix the mixture. Number two, remove the entire mixture. As we said, take some good with the bad. Number three, and we mentioned this last time, make the psoles into somebody else's ochel. We gave the example. I don't like carrots, whatever the case is. And I got a carrot in my soup. So what do? So I could take the carrot out and put it on the side. That's an Issur of Borer. It's an Issur Daraisa of Borer. What do? So I could say, who wants my carrot? If I say who wants my carrot and somebody wants it, then I could take it out and get it and put it into their bowl. Because now it's not bad from the good. It's good from the bad. And I'm giving it to them. I can't pick up my carrot and then say who wants it, because then I separate it before I made it into somebody else's good. But if first, before I take it out, I say, who wants, or there's a black jelly bean, who wants, and then I take it out, so then Mamela, that would be okay. In other words, making the psoles into somebody else's ochel, right? That's what the Archa Shabbos discusses, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah discusses in the next source. Where are we here? The next source that we have is in... Sorry, I lost the place here. There, in Source 37, if the Archa Shabbos discusses, as long as you make, even though you personally are doing it for the wrong kavanas, you're doing it to remove the carrot. Doesn't matter. As long as it's going to be labeled as somebody else's ochel, that would be okay. Number three. Number four. Two more points. And that is, this is the discussion in source 38 in the footnote in the Archa Shabbos. We've mentioned many times that one cannot violate a malacha in their mouth. All the malachas of Shabbos, the same exact malacha can happen in your mouth, it's not called a malacha. When I grind something up, that's the malacha of tochein. My teeth grinding food, that's not the malacha of tochein. Borer cannot be violated in your mouth. Lush, kneading, adding liquid to a solid. When I put a piece of chicken in my mouth, and now my saliva mixes in with the chicken, that's not lush. That's not a malacha of kneading. So you can't violate any malacha in your mouth. So the same thing with borer. That is why if I'm eating something and I don't want to spit out the watermelon pits, that's not a problem. Because borer cannot be violated in one's mouth. Right? A maisa achila can never be called a malacha. And the question is, how early does this start? This is the discussion that the Archa Shabbos has. This is the discussion that Rav Moshe has. In source 41, in that same Shulman, Simonai, and Dalid, what about right before I'm going to eat something? Is that also, could we extend and say that's also an extension called a Maisa Achila? When it's in my mouth, for sure. Right, I don't have to eat the bones, just because I can't do Borer. But what about while it's on my plate, I'm about to put it into my mouth? Is there Borer there? Let's say I'm trying to take out some chicken from the bones for a child. So is there borer right before? Am I allowed to take the bones out there? That's called miyad lepeh. From the hand to the mouth, right beforehand. So says Rav Moshe, it's possible that could be mutter too. Meaning it doesn't actually have to be in the mouth. Right before one puts it in the mouth, that also is okay. Says Rav Moshe, in source 41, back page, b'achanas dag l'ktanim, preparing fish for a child, yesh lahatir, al pi aprim agadim, one can say mutter, v'gav ha-mishna brua, v'lachin k'shemechen laktanim, hu ki'i efshar. It's impossible, it's all the choice. So you can do it right beforehand. Aval gdolim, ha-efshar lecho b'fiv, v'lizrog b'piv as ha-etzim. Gdolim, you don't need to rely on this. But Ramosha says, if one's cutting something up for an elderly person, for a child, whatever it is, it's sara gadol, so then one would be able to rely on the heter of yad lepeh, again, not using the three conditions. And finally, the last point to mention before we get to the last section, and that is, there is no malacha of borer within a mixture. Meaning, moving items around within a mixture, there's no borer. So, for example, let's say I want potatoes from the chalant. So I'm moving everything around to the chalant looking for potatoes. I'm moving the meat, I pick up a piece of meat to get to... While it's all in the chalant, there's no malacha of borer. Moving items within a mixture is not borer. Says the Archa Shabbos, if, let's say, a gabai has a Rolodex, and he rolls it around to try to find the number, the name, whatever it is, that's not borer. Because that's moving it around within the mixture. Borer is only removing something from. But if it's within the mixture still, so that is not borer. So again, all of these are examples of cases where one cannot rely on the three aterim, and therefore they require other ways out. Okay, let's get to the last section, and that is summarizing a lot of what we've said and adding on a couple of new ideas as well. And that is the last packet that you have in front of you, Hilchas Borer Lamaisa. Hilchas Borer Lamaisa. So let's talk about all of the cases. Let's put it into perspective. Good. So first we're going to do the food-related items. I have, 15 items here. And then we'll get to the non-food-related items. Okay, food-related items. Rav Moshe starts us off in that same tshuva. That tshuva in Chelek Dalet, Simen Ayin Dalet, is his tshuva written to Rabbi Eider, which a lot of the English Hilcha Shabbos by Rabbi Eider is based on that tshuva. Again, that was used much more before Rabbi Ribiyak came out with his mammoth Lamates Malacha set. Rabbi Eider was one of the major Sfarim in English that was written on Hilcha Shabbos, but now a lot of it has been incorporated in the Rav Ribia. But either way, it says Rav Moshe in that tshuva, removing skin off of a piece of chicken. How does one do that on Shabbos? Isn't that removing bad from the good? Rav Moshe was asked this. Says Rav Moshe, for two reasons it is mutter. For two reasons, removing skin of a chicken is mutter. First of all, says Rav Moshe, Uba'or, where it's underlined, Shelo ha'of, Sherra'ui la'achila, Hu davar echon ma'mishim ha'basar, Fukachotek sas mi'chaticha gedola shel basar, Shelo shayach borer, V'af lahaniach ein lesar. Says Rav Moshe, look, a lot of people eat the skin of the chicken. or at least a good number of people eat the skin of the chicken. Okay, most people don't. It's not healthy. But some people do. So says Rav Moshe, it's like food and food. It's like cutting a piece of chicken in half. Or let's say there's some part of the chicken that's juicier than the rest of it, so you want to eat the juicy part. That's not boar, it's whole chicken. It's not a mixture. Says Rav Moshe, svar number one, cutting off the skin of the chicken, maybe it's not a mixture. Maybe it's all chicken. There's skin and there's flesh, but number one, it's not usher for that reason. The other hefter, Rav Moshe does not mention, but the other reason lahatir could be a svar that we mentioned in the past. Removing something that is on top is never a problem. I just want to get to what's underneath. Let's say I'm at a Shalom Zachar, we mentioned, and there's 40 coats on the couch. And I'm looking for my coat, and I'm removing the top part to get to what's under it. So then, again, that's not Borer. To remove something on top to get to what's under it is not a malacha of Borer. Okay, issue number one, skin off the chicken, not a problem. Peeling an egg, though, is an issue. I mean, let's say I want to make egg salad on Shabbos. So the first issue is to peel the egg. So how do you peel the egg? You have to remove the bad. So we say that's mutter because you can't get to the good. The good is under the bad. But the other two conditions need to apply. Meaning peeling an egg only for later is not allowed on Shabbos. I need to want to make the egg salad now and eat some of it now. Peeling the egg, you can get out of the ochel bitoch psoles, meaning do it. You can remove the psoles that is covering, but one cannot do it for later consumption. Number one, what about peeling fruits and vegetables? So, if you remember, we mentioned there's a major machlokes about peelers, whether one can use a peeler on Shabbos. Again, we're not going to go back into those shittas again. But the Shmir Shabbos notes, if it is an edible peel, then for sure there's no problem. Peeling an apple, that's all food. So you don't want to give it to the child. But so what? That's all edible. So therefore, it will not be a problem. The only issue is when you have an inedible peel, like an orange. Orange is just like an egg. So if somebody wants to eat an orange, they should not peel it unless they want to eat it right away. Because that is borer, right? There's a borer, you mentioned all the different types of borer, that's a mixture. The peel with the inside of the orange. So therefore, one should only peel an orange when they are about to eat it. Good. Next. What about, and this is something that is not so commonly mentioned, what about if one has a candy with a tight-fitting wrapper? Not a candy with a loose in the wrapper. What about it's a tight-fitting wrapper, like something like they're really stuck on? So the Shmir Shabbos discusses this. Look at source number 5. That if it's really hard to get off, so again, one is allowed to remove that because you want to get to the candy, but you should only do that for immediate consumption because that could also be a borer situation. If it's loose inside, that's not a borer situation. But if it's tightly fitting, that could also be a borer situation. The Orchah Shabbos says maybe it's not even a mixture in that case. Okay, next. Comes up more in certain bakeries, but not so often bizvan hazeh, but sometimes some bakeries still have it. What if you have a piece of paper that says what bakery it is from on the challah? They stick on the challah. There are certain bakeries that stick on their challah the name of the bakery. So is one allowed to remove that on Shabbos? Says the Archa Shabbos, says the Shmir Shabbos, source number 6, Simon Laman Aleph. That's a problem. Because that's stuck on, I don't want that, and to remove that would be a problem. So what do I do? As we just said a couple of minutes ago, one has to remove some good with the bad. The sticker is only attached to the part of the challah that it's stuck onto. So as long as I remove that whole layer, I'm removing the entire mixture, and there wouldn't be a problem. One should only do that, though, after Lech HaMishnah. Because if I do that, I've already removed, it's not a shalem anymore. So I remove it after Lech HaMishnah. And if somebody says, oh, no, come on, it's not nice. Kavod Shabbos. No, it's the Kavod Shabbos to follow halacha. And therefore, one leaves it on, if one has it on there, one leaves it on for Hamotzi, and then one could remove it afterwards. Good. Those are issues with items stuck on to other items. Next, says Rav Moshe, source number 8. Melon. What about melon? So Rav Moshe says there are two types of melons that we have in the world. We have melon where the seeds are all in the middle of the melon, and we have melons where the seeds are interspersed in the melon. So let's talk about each one. Says Rav Moshe, and says the Shmir Shabbos, summarizing source number 9. If one has a melon like a cantaloupe or a honeydew where the seeds are all in the middle, so depends on when you cut open the melon, sometimes the seeds are in their own sack. Their own little sack in the middle, then there's no borer. There's no borer situation. It's separate. It's like hanging in its own little sack. Just take it off. There's no mixture there. The problem is, what happens if you take it out and now there are still some seeds stuck on? There's still some seeds there. So, the best thing to do is to kind of shake them off without removing them, but not removing them directly. Even if one removes them directly, the Shmiras Shabbos points out, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's probably okay anyway. Because the seeds aren't inside the melon, it's like on top of the melon. It all was in the middle, and even if a few of the seeds, the bodedim, are on top of the melon, that's not really a mixture. The problem, the other issues are the watermelons. Watermelons where the seeds are interspersed in the flesh of the melon, that is more of a problem. And Rav Moshe writes, Uba Avatichim, in source number 8, Im Efshalo al Yedei Achila Velizrog Bipiv, the best to do is to buy seedless watermelon. But if one does not buy seedless watermelon, if one can't get seedless watermelon, so then if you could eat them and spit them out, that's what you should do. Yesh lo lasos kein. Spit them out, in a tzanua way, in a napkin. V'im kasha lefanav, if you can't, the kol shekein, especially if you're feeding it to somebody, so then one can, like we just mentioned earlier, yad lepeh. It could be right before one eats it, one could remove the seeds, because one wants to eat it, and that's an extension, continuing the Maisa Achila. Again, Balach Achila, one should try not to do that. Good, continue. I gave you a couple of sources related to melon. We get to the other items now. What about bugs on lettuce? Bugs, tiny bugs on some lettuce. So if one is checking the lettuce or any other vegetable for bugs, so what about removing bugs? So the question is, how big are the bugs? How big are the bugs? The post can discuss that larger ones are not a tarovis because they're sitting up, but the smaller ones could be. So one has to be careful. One should try to check all the lettuce or check anything they have to check before Shabbos because to remove it could be an issue of borer. Good. What about rinsing fruits and vegetables? Doesn't really come up by vegetables, but fruits. Let's say I have an apple. What do I do usually? I take the apple out of the fridge. I rinse it under the sink, under the faucet. Is one allowed to do that on Shabbos? Why am I rinsing it? I want to get the dirt off. So is that an issue of borer? Is that an issue of borer? If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Shin Yud test, in source number 11, discusses soaking beans or potatoes and having the dirt float to the top of the water. And that's a problem, the Shulchan Aruch says. It's a problem of borer. So is this also a problem of borer? Rinsing off the fruit? So says Rif Sternbach, he talks about it in Chubis van Huggas and Aleph Rishut Aleph. He says, if the dirt is really stuck on, maybe it is a problem. If you have dirt, if you have pieces stuck on. But as many of you might be thinking, Rav Moshe writes for three reasons there's no problem of borer here. Three reasons there's no problem of borer. Simin Kuf Chaf Hei in Chelik Aleph. Says Rav Moshe, first of all, Hinei ha'isr borer afshu borer avsal sha'asr pashut kivan she'efshar likach ochel v'derech achilu lechos apsolas mutter k'dei lecho le'alter. For immediate consumption, says Rav Moshe, that would not be a problem. He says, because it's considered an extension of derech achila. Derech achila is just an extension of my eating right before I eat it. So I'm aware, it's just like we said before, removing the chicken skin, maybe removing the peels right before I eat something, I'm allowed to do it. That's not called borer. Number two, which is the real reason, and that is, says Rav Moshe, why do we wash the fruit? There's really dirt on there. There's no dirt on there. It's just I was trained, since I was a young boy, to wash fruit before I eat it. There's no dirt on there. And you know what? If there wasn't a sink, I'd eat it without washing it. So you're not separating. You're just going through the motions, says Rav Moshe. So therefore, Barof Amim Rechitza Zapei Rusirach Liyisran Ba'alma Har B'nei Demochol Asagah Below Rechitza. And therefore, number two is not a problem. And then he says, finally, a third reason, line 12, V'ksas Hayinir Laniyaz Daiti, says Rav Moshe, when we look at this, and this we mentioned in the Hakdamah last time as well, when we look at rinsing off a fruit, do we call that separating? Roshi gives the other example. Let's say I wash my dishes on Shabbos. Is that separating chalent from a plate? That's not separating. That's washing dishes. So too says Ramosha here, this isn't separating dirt from fruit. This is rinsing off fruit. That's not the malacha. Says Ramosha, sometimes you have to look at how we would define a certain act. It's not an act of separating. Again, you have to be careful. How do you use this? Right? Only where the poskim say one is allowed to use this heter. But this is Ramosha, why it's not a problem rinsing off fruit. Good. Says the Shmir Shabbos next. What about bones? Bones within meat, bones within chicken. So that's a real problem. right? So one should better spit it out right before Rav Moshe had the heter. But says the Shmir Shabbos, that is why we have something called gefilte fish. Gefilte fish was created because of Hilchas Borer. That's why, to create fish without bones, it was created for Hilchas Borer. That is why we have gefilte fish. Good. Continuing, moving right along, summarizing some of the items that we mentioned earlier. Draining off liquid. Somebody's eating tuna fish. They want to drain off the liquid of tuna fish. So we spoke about this already. We mentioned that only the top layer can be drained off. Once it gets to a slow drip, so that's already mixed in with the solid. One cannot drain it off. One then has to take the solid out of the liquid because you need the good from the bad. What about an interesting case that the post can talk about? A lipped pitcher, which catches the ice cubes as the water goes out. So is that a Borer Kli? Is that a Kli Borer? Am I allowed to use a lipped pitcher on Shabbos? So the Shabbos kitchen, Rav Simcha Bar Yochanan, and others said it's not a problem. Two reasons. Number one, is this a fancy Borer instrument? It's not separating. Number two, the real reason, he says, it's not a Taroves. Ice is water. So therefore, it's not a Taroves, it's not a mixture. And therefore, it wouldn't be a problem. But again, this is mentioned by some. The Menachas Yitzchak in Source 16 discusses tea bags. Some have the chumrah that a tea bag is a kli borer. When I pick up the tea bag with the string, the water that was in the tea bag flows out. It's like a sifter. It's like a sieve. Says the Menachas Yitzchak, that would be a problem on Shabbos to put the tea bag in is fine, but says the Minchas Yisroch, to take the tea bag out, I would rather have to put a spoon under the tea bag and take it out like that, so the liquid stays in there. So that is a chumrah that some have, but if one wants to be makpid for that chumrah, that's fine. Rav Shlomo Zalman, if you remember, said, maybe that's not a kli borer. Maybe a kli borer, by definition, has to be a kli that sometimes you use to separate for later usage. A tea bag is always used for immediate usage. You use a tea bag because you're making tea right now. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman, maybe that doesn't have the status of a kli borer if it's always used for immediate consumption. Okay, so this is the Shmir Shabbos. Rav Shechter also thought that it's not really a taroves. Maybe the water doesn't really get in. That's not called a mixture. So there are a number of poskim that are mako. The Archa Shabbos says if you do it quickly, maybe it's not a problem. If you let the water drip out, it is a problem. But one should be aware of this chumrah. What about next case? Says Rav Moshe, pouring food into the drain catches the food before it goes down the drain. Is that a kli borer? The drain at the bottom of my sink catches all the food, and then I throw the food out into the garbage. Says Rav Moshe and the Chazon Ish, mutter for different reasons. Says Rav Moshe, everything in your sink is garbage. It's garbage and garbage. There's no mixture there. It's all garbage. It's all psoles. So therefore, there's no mixture there. Remember, Borer requires two types. While the Chazon Ish in Siman Nun Gimel says, Borer requires that two entities are there even after you're separating. Here, half of it's down the drain. You put in a whole bunch, and then the rest of it, the liquid's not there anymore. Says the Chazon Ish, Kol Shochan Le'ibud, Lira De La Borer Hu Klak, it's Chit, it's Holech Le'ibud, it's gone, it's not there anymore. So therefore, one doesn't have to worry about it. Good. Last point in the food discussions, and then we'll finish up with the non-food items. What about using a salt shaker with rice in it? Some people put rice in their salt shakers to keep the salt dry, to absorb the moisture. So that is a machlokas haposkim. The Shmir Shabbos assumes this is a real kli borer, because the top only has little holes, so the rice stays in, the salt comes out. So the Shmir Shabbos assumes that it's a problem. Other poskim are a little more mako. The Archa Shabbos quotes the Machlokas HaPoskim about this, but Pashas is, L'chadchila, if one could be machmir and not rely on the heter, L'chara, that should be done. Good, what about other non-food related items? So again, just to summarize some of the issues that we mentioned before, any type of game that has different cards, different pieces, different colors, says the Archa Shabbos, says the Shmir Shabbos, or the Poskim, that one could only separate for immediate usage. If one wants to play a game, you can separate the pieces and play. The problem is always cleaning up after the game. Cleaning up, if they're all mixed up, one cannot separate. One would have to then unmix the mixture. Throw all the pieces on the floor, it'll separate memela, and then one would be able to put it back. But again, take it pieces out separately, so that would be a problem of of Borer. So it applies to games. It applies, says the Archa Shabbos in 24, to Svarim. If there are Svarim all over the table, if there's only four Svarim on the table and I see each one, it's not a mixture. If there are Svarim all over the table and I can't see each one, they're all really piled up and I want to put it back on the shelf, so that could be a problem. If I want to do that, I should just open up each safer as I pick it up to learn something from it, to make it an Ochel Mitoch Psolas. Happens to me all the time, says the Archa Shabbos, also with a continuation. Sometimes you have a shear and you give out sheets, copies for the shear. And sometimes you give out two. And after the shear, they all come back in one big pile. And you want to separate. This is one sheet and this is a different sheet. Can't separate them on Shabbos. Because that would be an issue of Borer. It says separate. We mentioned sorting for later is also a problem of Borer. So in that case, unless I look at each sheet as I pick it up, you know, one would just have to wait till after Shabbos in order to do the separation. We mentioned the silverware already, that we mentioned for Rav Moshe earlier. Rabbi Eider talks about clothes. Also, if clothes are tightly packed together, that also could be a Borer situation. But if they're just hanging loose, there wouldn't be a problem. Again, we tried to cover, I hope, almost everything in the most of the cases that come up in Borer. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with another malacha or another discussion in Masechta Shabbos.